Hi everyone, I am Mikko Rönkkö. I'm the director of the IBE Master's Program at Jyväskylä University of School of Business and Economics. I want to congratulate you on passing the first stage of our student selection. Now you're just one step away from claiming your position within the program. The next step will be a video interview. This is not a traditional interview where we interview you interactively. Instead, we want you to prepare a video where you talk about yourself and you present your case for being admitted to the program orally. The video should be about 10 to 12 minutes and it consists of two parts. In the first part, you should talk about yourself, your motivation, and things like that. In the second part, you will answer questions from a case that we provide to you. The first part is dedicated to your background. You should start by showing us a photo ID that allows us to identify who you are. Then you should present yourself. Please tell us who you are, where do you come from, what are your strengths and weaknesses. Also, please let us know what do you want to do in the future after you graduate from the program. Then we would also like to see your level of commitment to the program. The IBE program is an on-campus full-time study program and your participation in class is expected. In practice, this means that you will need to be on campus in class at least a couple of times per week. Please let us know how committed you are to studying in this kind of program. Finally, we would like to hear your reasons for choosing this program. Why specifically do you want to come and study to the IBE program at the University of Jyväskylä? Also, we would like to hear what you expect to get from the program. The second part is case analysis. Because the IBE program is a resource-based master's program, we want to see how well you read, understand, and analyze research articles. We have provided you one article by email, and you should now read that article carefully, make notes, and then answer the following four questions. Make sure that you answer the questions using the material in the case. The four questions are provided by email, but I will also read them out to you. The first question is, why did the entrepreneurs file for design rights? What kind of motives did they have? The second question is, the researchers used many types of data, including statistics on design rights and interviews with entrepreneurs. Why did they need both types of data? What were the roles of different datasets? The third question is, what did you learn about how entrepreneurs think from this article? The fourth and final question is, as a follow-up for this study, what would you like to research further? Even though we don't evaluate the technical quality of the videos, please make sure that your video is of high enough quality so that we can see and hear you well. When evaluating the videos, we pay attention to your problem-solving and analytical skills, as well as your motivation and presentation skills. To learn more about the criteria, please check the admissions website. The email that we sent you provides more instructions on how to send your video to us once you have completed it. Good luck with the videos, and I hope to see as many of you as possible in the classroom in the fall.